Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Here we go. The Eric Terrell Show is live, okay? It is a fantastic, anointed day here. We are doing the show 30 minutes early today for good reason. Now, my friend Nicholas is preaching his initial sermon tonight at Triumph Baptist Church, Germantown, and Hunting Park. So get there, okay? Get there and listen here, okay? Today, what we're doing is lessons from law school, okay? Now, this was advertised and commercialized as a motivational episode to lead off our back-to-school series. That's right. Now, listen here, all right? Our back-to-school series, admittedly, now my ratings have been up. I don't too much mind, but my ratings are fine. I'm content with how many people listen to my show. However, this series is admittedly the lowest listened series, yet I feel the most important, okay? So what you want to do is educate yourself on education. And what you want to do is learn how to learn. Whether you be out of school, whether you be in school, what you want to do is not only learn how to learn, but learn how to educate and learn how to do whatever it is that you can do from whatever scope, from whatever perspective or point of view or role that you play within our society. Do something for education and do whatever you can do to help our youth to matriculate in the path that they need to be matriculated in, because education is the common denominator. We talked about it on shows about relationships. We talk about it, obviously, on shows that have to do with race. And we talk about it all the time, okay? That's a quote from the president, all right, Barack Obama. He said that education is the common denominator, to which I agree wholeheartedly. Now, Asia Downing.
Yeah.
Asia Downing. What's going on? How you feeling?
I'm doing pretty good, moving all my stuff out of my grandmother's house. So I'm in the process of doing that.
Okay,
but,
cool.
Other than that, pretty good.
You a little tired?
Yeah.
You a little tired? No, yeah, we all get a little tired. It's funny. 6 o'clock, 6:30. That's about the time. Well, 5 o'clock, 5:30, according to Chicago time zone. It's about time when we all kind of get a little tired. I would say we get tired again. We get tired again because we get tired early, around like 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock after lunch. We're still at work. We're like, okay, when is the day going to end? And then we. And then we get home, 6 o'clock, 6:30 rolls around, we're tired again. We're like, wait, what happened? We were alive. We were just awake.
Right.
But, yeah.
That's, yeah.
No, I feel you. I totally feel you. Now, what's really relevant, however, I don't know how much nerve it takes, Asia, to kill someone on television. Okay, now we've reached a very low place when someone wants to kill you while you're reporting live on television. Okay, now these people are, most of them, admittedly and conceitedly insane.
Right, that's the word.
But I mean, I mean, just off their rocker. What did you think when you heard this story?
I'm pretty much the same. Like, I mean, because I watched the news first thing in the morning, and then, of course, it was breaking news, and they kept going back to it, but it was kind of like a second glance thing. Like, what did they just say? This is real. It's on channel. I'm on channel 9 right now. This is talking about somebody trying to kill somebody. And it's like, you really, at that point, you really don't care at all, because there's evidence right there. Like, there is no trial. There's not no that. I don't even think there is should be a trial. Like, it's right there.
Weird.
Like, it's everything is there for the world to see. So, and my mom, I'm like, what? Usually in a situation like this, when it's somebody that does something to somebody else, I kind of think about the thing that's doing the crime, like, what kind of person is this really, like, what's going on in their world to want to do something like that? So it has to be pretty bad. I mean.
Yeah. She's a journalist for WDBJ. And we're moving on, but we just want to say that our condolences, and we're definitely praying for the situation and for the family. It's one of those situations where you just can't imagine being a family member. It's no way you can imagine hearing something so bizarre that my sister was gunned down reporting live on television. Okay, cameras are on her. And someone decides to take her life. Well, we definitely want to pray for our country. And that's why we need nights like tonight at Triumph Baptist Church, John McTown, Hunnam Park, Philadelphia. Get you behind there. We're going to be there. Nicholas Christian, initial sermon. What's really relevant? Okay, now, a roof worker was killed. I want to know, Asia, what you think about these roof workers? I don't know. A roof worker was killed after falling at the Minnesota Vikings Stadium construction site. He's in serious condition, but he's gonna make it. I feel like he'll be fine. Prayerfully he'll be fine. Now, if you're working 50 feet above ground, you should kind of expect to fall. I'm just saying. You're good. Nobody's that skilled where they know 100% sure I'm not gonna fall. Like,
right?
Like I'm good.
You can be 10 feet. I'm thinking I'm falling the whole time. Like, I'm not even focused on what I need to do. Nothing will get done
like,
that day. I'm just sitting, ripping. Hold on.
Right, like you just know you're gonna be okay. You've got to be praying simultaneously while you're doing whatever you're doing, because when you're that high, I mean, listen here, just like you can't drive in the fast lane without good brakes, you can't be 50 foot high, okay, without being the best person at being 50 foot high. Like, this has to be something. You have to have no fear of heights. I don't know. I'm just thinking that I feel sorry for this man, but I don't want him ever to be 50 foot high again. You just fall one time and don't do that again.
Okay.
Listen here. We're waiting on Sydney Mack. She's going to join us in a second. Until she gets here, we're ripping through these stories. And you can always call in as we kick off our back to school series at 646-595-3259. What's really relevant? Now, the Napa Valley Wine Train CEO apologized to woman who claimed removal for laughing while black. Now, this story is kind of strange. There's a train operator, okay, and the train operator was 100% wrong in handling this issue. Okay, CEO Anthony, I don't know how to pronounce this, Gaicho, whatever, he said this on Tuesday, that he was 100% wrong, and the company said earlier that the 11 women had received a refund. Okay, so the operator just goes back there. He just tells these ladies, you know, that they can't laugh while black. I mean, he removed them from the train. This is something that happened in America. Okay, they had to leave. Okay, their trip was over.
Wow.
All right. Now, he apologized. I don't know what kind of lawsuits are going to come out. I don't know what's going to happen. But there you have it. So take that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. I'm still trying to smoke it. I've been having trouble smoking it all day. is it wrong to laugh while black, Asia? Apparently it is. Apparently we got to watch where we laugh these days.
Yeah, that's. I'm being real big trouble because I probably take anything seriously now. That's horrible.
Oh man. Now, listen here. We've got the Love Doctor on the line. Love Doctor.
Yo, what's going on?
What's happening, Love Doctor? How you feeling?
And I'm doing all right, man. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. You've been neglecting us, but it's okay. I mean, you were around. You know, I'm messing with you. I don't.
It's all good, baby. It's all good.
So you were around for Summer Love, and you disappeared. Now, we don't have five things. We're still waiting on Sydney Mack. She graduated from Emory University Law School. We're here today to talk to prospective college students. We're kicking off our Back to School series with, as of now, Asia Downing and the Love Doctor. Now, I guess I'll go to the Love Doctor first, since Asia's been on the line for a while. What would be your biggest message? Just tell me off the top of your head. What comes to mind? Your little brother is packing up. He's going to college. Okay. What's your big? What above all things, if you had one thing to say to him, what would you not forget to tell him?
Save your refund.
And by the way, Love
check.
Doctor. It's a refund check. You see me trying to be as serious as possible, and then you go say
yeah,
refund
yeah,
check.
Yeah, okay.
The Love Doctor graduated from Shippensburg University 2 years ago in 2013. Besides the refund check, what would you say to him?
I would say definitely network. Network as much as possible. You can never network enough. You know what I mean? You never know who knows who. So put yourself out there.
Network. Asia Downing, you've been through this. Your sister went to school, not only a 4-year university, but the same one that we graduated from. What did you tell our little sister Lean?
What did I really tell her? I'm kidding. It was PG.
No,
yeah,
I was just saying withholding the profanity, whatever you want.
no profanity. I definitely told her don't procrastinate. That was one of my main thing, just because, you know, just specifically for her, because I know she likes to wait the last minute to do things, and at an HBCU, you can't do that. Like, you have to get things done. There's not that many resources available to everybody. Going to the library, like, a day before your final or your midterm is not going to be good, because it's going to be crowded. All the quiet study rooms are going to be taken. You try to run around and pay your room and board the day before. You got to run around, then you got class. It's going to be hard. So don't procrastinate.
Yeah, procrastination.
Like that carries, prioritize your time, mainly, and that'll carry over into real life. You don't want to do that either. So
yeah, procrastination
that was
like
my
advice.
Definitely
time management. I don't think anyone at any point in their life has ever mastered time management. Anyone who's busy. But definitely be wise. Be wise where you spend your time and how you spend your time. Because that's definitely key. And procrastination, Lord have mercy, is a key vice that you have to keep under control when you're going away. Back to school series is happening now. I would tell anyone leaving for college, networking is probably the most important thing. Procrastination, definitely. But other than those two, I would definitely say to just take advantage of every single opportunity that you have to learn and grow. Okay, I can't, because college is really a place where you're awarded opportunities to learn and educate yourself and grow. But you got to take advantage of each one that approaches and know when one is approaching. You know, when I was a freshman, I said, I'm just going to join everything. Okay. Now, once I become a sophomore, I'll decide, you know, which clubs or organizations or societies are, you know, the ones I want to stick with what's really good for me. What I really feel more than the other ones, where my heart is at, and what I want to dedicate myself to. But you got to expose yourself to everything that can possibly teach you and that can possibly learn you something, and spend some time with these professors, because Lord knows a lot of the lessons I learned from my professors I didn't learn in the classroom, and they don't necessarily beg you to come to their office. But if you do have professors that you're close to that you can spend time with, definitely do that as well. Because not only will the lessons you learn and the lessons that you keep after college be a lot of the lessons from talking to your professors face to face as opposed to the classroom, but you'll find that you're better off in the classroom when you do know the professors and when you do spend time in their offices. So yeah, that's definitely my take. Would you guys agree? I mean, I talk to my professors now.
I definitely agree on that. I definitely agree on that. Take full advantage of every opportunity. I would definitely encourage them to step outside of your comfort zone. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to challenge yourself, because that's how you become mature and know who you are and becoming a young adult, you know what I mean? And it helps you mature, if that makes sense. It helps you build independency, stepping outside your comfort zone. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, sometimes the greatest awards and the greatest things and the greatest chances to learn and grow are outside of your comfort zone.
Absolutely.
Got it. Got to get on out there. Now, a lot of times we have so many dreams going to college that are either thwarted or modified by ourselves once we're either in college or after college. And that's a funny thing that it seems to me that no student will concede to. And not that I expect them to or want them to, because I didn't either. When I was going to college, and especially when I'm a freshman or a sophomore in college, I'm thinking, yeah, this major that I selected, this is me. Okay, this is going to be the job I get. This is going to be how I spend the rest of my life. But you definitely have to be open to you have to be open to it not happening in the timetable that you set out.
Yeah.
But college is all about preparing yourself for being a college graduate.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like J. Cole said, you know, enjoy it while you got it. After that, it's God bless you.
You ain't lying, brother. You ain't lying.
They give you that degree, right? And they say, listen, it's been good. It's been good having you here. We'll see you at homecoming. Everything you've got after that is whatever you made possible for yourself while you were there. All the connections, all the job opportunities. Listen, it is all up to you. Don't expect college to just hand you stuff.
Right. Right.
Right.
You ain't know a lot about that.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Now listen here, y'all got anything else? Y'all got anything else before we go?
I think back in the day, just real quick, it was like, you know, top notch. Like when you came out of college in the 90s, early 90s, people came after you. You know what I'm saying? Now all of a sudden, since so many people go to school, it's, you know, it's like, you know, okay, you got your bachelor, so what? You know what I'm saying? Like it's not a big deal like how it used to be, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
No, that's real. That's real. I mean, it's funny because, I mean, if we could be humble and vulnerable for a second, all three of us on the phone right now, me and my amazing two co-hosts, we've all experienced what you just said. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So you got a bachelor's. So what?
Mm-hmm.
So what? You know what I mean? We're building upon everything. Every foundation that we set after college, because having a bachelor's is just the admissions ticket to the real world, especially when you're black. You know, we're working just as hard as we've ever worked. Lord have mercy, age is tired. But like she said, she was. That's real. Now, I want to thank you for joining us, Love Doctor. We needed you today. We had an amazing episode. Now, this episode is strictly for our high school students. We're starting back to school next week on our back to school series. We're talking about respect for authority, respect for teachers. Okay, we're dumbing things down, but we're going to a basic level of education, because if you don't get past this mindset, then you will not be educated, because you will not allow yourself or anyone else to educate you. So we're talking about respect, okay? Now, most college students have respect. I would say half or less than half, especially in the Philadelphia schools that me and the Love Doctor grew up in, have respect. Less than half in high school, you know, half or less than half have respect. But respect is definitely what you need to not only learn from your teachers, but to learn in life. Okay, so respect for authority, and we're talking about that with a truancy officer, longtime member of the Eric Terrell Show crew, the big dog, Coach Mark Brown. Okay, truancy officer Mark Brown, next week on the Eric Terrell Show. Oh yeah, listen here. You got something else, bro? Thanks for joining us. Listen here. Love yourself. We are Triumph Baptist Church tonight, Nicholas Christian. And if you're not Christian, or if you're not, I still want you to come out tonight. But if you, for some reason you've decided, you've made up your mind that you're not coming out, you're not going to support Nicholas Christian as he preaches his initial sermon tonight, then I'm upset with you. But what I do want you to do is go to the Pearl Theater and support my boy Chill-Rell, okay? Because
yes,
Chris Jarrell is performing tonight as well, our boy. Listen here, love yourself, love others, and love the truth, and love, love. It's not hard to love, love, Love Doctor, because all you got to do is love God, because God is love, and God did it. God did it. Appreciate y'all.
All right, dude.
My man.